Well, from the macrocosmic scale down to the micro scale, and a way to immunise and produce protective antibodies against HIV using a gene therapy technique has been demonstrated by scientists in America. Now, we sorely need a vaccine against HIV because every day, about 7,000 new infections with HIV occur. Now, to put that into perspective, that's about 5 per minute, new infections with HIV. And every day, there's about 7,000 deaths from HIV. And the vaccines that have been attempted to be created up until now have been of very, very limited outcome. I mean, they've been very poor results in terms of their degree of protection. And the reason for this is that they just don't seem to elicit antibodies that can block HIV infection across a broad enough scale, because HIV comes in many different strains or types, and trying to make antibodies that can block all of them appears to be very difficult. But in recent years, scientists have found that people who already have HIV do actually make antibodies that are very good at blocking pretty much all types of HIV. So that begs the question, well, if you had those antibodies on board before infection or challenge took place, would it prevent the virus actually gaining a toehold? And the evidence would seem to be yes. So what a group of scientists, and this is David Baltimore and his colleagues there at Caltech in America, what they have done and published in the journal Nature this week is they have used a virus called an adeno-associated virus, AAV8, and they have put into that the gene for one of these antibodies made by people who have a broadly neutralising response to HIV, in other words, people who already have HIV, and they've used an antibody called B12. So they put the gene for that antibody into this virus. They then inject that virus into the leg muscles of experimental mice. And within a week, these experimental mice are making from their muscles very high levels of these B12 antibodies that can block HIV. And they're a bit special, these mice, because they are modified, so they actually have a human immune system. They have human CD4 cells, so you can infect them with HIV. They then challenge the mice with a dose of HIV that is 100 times bigger than it would normally take to infect one of these mice. They are completely protected from infection. And as the researchers say, they say, given the level of protection that VIP, and that's what they dub their procedure, vectored immunoprophylaxis, VIP, has demonstrated in vivo, we believe that highly effective prophylaxis through expression of existing monoclonal antibodies against HIV in humans is achievable. Let's hope so.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, how far away are they from clinical trials, do you think?
Well, I mean, I talked to one of the virologists at Cambridge University this week, and he shared my own slight reservations, which is that we don't know what the long-term effect of expressing these sorts of antibodies, even though they're human antibodies, at very high levels for a long time in a human might be. And we also don't know how much virus you would need to protect a person. To protect a mouse, it took 10 to the 11, 100 billion virus particles being injected. A human's considerably bigger than a mouse, so you'd have to inject a very, very large dose of virus in order to potentially protect a human. But it's a really important proof of concept, very elegant study.
And would that large dose have to all be injected at once as well? Could you not just do it over a period of time?
Well, the more viruses you put in, the more templates, in other words, copies of the antibody gene you've got, and therefore the higher the potential antibody level you can get in the blood is. I can't see many people putting up their hands and saying, I'll volunteer to have a low level of antibody and you can try injecting me with HIV and see if I get it.
No, indeed.